Trisha and Tim Isaacs, the principal of Central Hardin High School, is my guest host this morning. So I know you guys have had this little project going on at the school, this construction.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little brighten up your day kind of thing.
Yeah. So how is that going? Because school is getting ready to start next week. So let's give an update on how construction is and what people can expect for the first day of school.
Well, we are seeing some progress and some things that I think my kids are going to be excited about, some of the new things they get. They finally get to see maybe a little reward for the effort. The bottom parking lot looks so much better than it did last year. The construction crew has shifted their laydown area from one end to the other, but the kids are going to have a little more room to park maybe to start with than last year. While it's a little bit behind, we're going to get our big gym back after a year.
Nice.
I never had any idea how much losing that big gym for the year would affect me academically, but man, did it. And then the new auxiliary gym is almost done, and it looks amazing.
That's great.
Yes.
So these are things that the auxiliary gym almost done, so it'll be done in time for the school year?
Yes. I think we're going to go 3 days where they're finishing some things up. And then we've actually had a setback in the big gym. They've had to actually take up the main floor. It ended up with water damage from the construction. So we're probably going to go, we'll be able to go through the big gym, and buses are going to drop off there in the morning. So the kids will see that on the first day. But the main gym floor is probably going to take about 2 weeks to get replaced.
Okay.
So not terrible, but just a little bit of setback.
And with construction,
you
have to be prepared for those things. So any new exciting things that people can look forward to as school goes back? Because it is exciting. You know, kids think, oh, I got to go back to school. But I mean, it's kind of exhilarating for the teachers to come back and the students to come back into the classroom.
Oh, I think so. And I think kids, back to seeing friends every day and just that community. And we all want to roll our eyes and say, oh, we can't. But you do. You like that sense of normalcy, that routine. I want to see my kids. I want to see how they've done. And that's why I was really excited they were going to be able to, we're going to be able to let off down at the bottom and get the buses where they're going to stay even once the construction is done and get these kids into a routine, but also let them see some progress for the pain.
Yes.
Because my kids and my teachers too, they did so great last year because it seemed like every faculty meeting I get to walk in and say, hey, let's play the game, but here's what we're losing now. And my faculty was just so good because I know there were days they wanted to just throw things at me.
But here we are because there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
There he is. And while there's still a lot of work to be done, they've seen the drawings. They see what's coming. And as long as you're seeing progress out front, I think that helps people to say, okay, we can make it.
So as far as long-term for construction, how long are we thinking that it will continue overall?
Well, the hope is that we'll get the new part of the building, which includes a brand new amazing library and a new cafeteria and kitchen. That's all supposed to, that's another year away.
Okay.
Then they'll go into the building that was built in 1990 when it became Central Hardin and no longer Hardin Central. For those of you that aren't around there, that's a story in itself. And they'll renovate those areas and bring them up to date. And that'll still last another year plus.
Okay, so we're looking at a couple more years.
Yes, a couple more years. But we're at the stage where they're finally going to start to see, hey, look, we're getting something out of this.